Lengthy unrest is likely in Egypt. Russia's talking about closing the adoption door, and the Bible's now part of the peace talks in Chechnya. All this and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Egypt is facing drawn-out periods of unrest and stability in a deeply divided nation. Round two of the constitutional referendum slated for Saturday. Paul Esterbrooks is a spokesman for Open Doors. He says the church has united during this crisis. The downside is Christians are resigned to living under Sharia law.
They hear the preaching every Friday from the mosque loudspeakers, where the local clerics sometimes can be far more strident in opposition to them than even the political leaders.
Still, if there's a silver lining,
it's very much like the old days in China. As believers there were saying, it's not so much the policy that Beijing sends out, it's how the local authorities implement it.
And then there's been growth.
The church is actually ecstatic at the growth that they have seen of real commitment to Christ through all of these challenges that they face.
Meanwhile, the Russian Duma is considering a ban on U.S. adoptions.
It's going to have a significant impact on the kids in Russia.
Mike Duras with Orphan Outreach just returned from Russia. While there, he spoke with a 9-year-old orphan.
He walked away, and about 3 minutes later came back to me, and through the interpreter, he says, can you find me a family?
Duras says life doesn't improve in Russia when kids leave the orphanage. 10% commit suicide within the first year. 70 to 75% end up in organized crime or being trafficked.
The most hope that we can provide for these kids is a family, whether that be a foster family in Russia or the U.S., adoption in the U.S. That's what they want, and that's the best environment for them to be in.
The Duma will give a yes or no today on the adoption ban.
We just need to pray that cooler heads will prevail and that the advocates for adoption within the Duma will make an impact and they will not be able to pass this legislation.
This is Mission Network News. Christmas in Uzbekistan could be tricky this year. Forum 18 reports a police crackdown on a group of Christians on vacation. They were singing and talking about their faith, unaware it was against the law. This event sets the stage for Christmas as well, but Slavic Gospel Association has found a legal way to bring Christmas to Central Asia. Vice President Eric Mock says,
Emmanuel's Child is an amazing program, really, along with Orphans Reborn. What is very unique about these two programs is that the centerpiece of their effort is a combination of both evangelism for the sake of getting the gospel to both the lost and the unchurched, but also an intentional effort of discipleship.
Emmanuel's Child is one of the outreaches.
The funds are used to not only have local churches purchase gifts for these children for Christmas, but it also goes towards purchasing a Bible for them and also Sunday school materials.
This gift also reminds the kids that someone's praying for them.
They're so excited that there's an American family praying for them.
Pray that God will use this ministry to reach the lost in countries like Uzbekistan. Meanwhile, Cure Uganda just connected their old building to the new, ushering in a new era for medical care. The teaching hospital can correct clubfoot, spina bifida, and hydrocephalus, among other things. And once the construction's done, the team will be able to treat grown-ups too. Most importantly, their patients experience the life-changing message of God's love as they receive the surgical treatments they need. Want to follow a story? Just go to missionnetworknews.org for some special links. And after a generation of war, the message of peace is finally coming to Chechnya. According to Wycliffe Associates, the newly translated Bible was presented at a peace conference 2 months ago. Christian leaders on the ground say the first print run of the Chechen Bible will be about 2,000 copies. Now, this is a major milestone, as there are about 1.5 million Chechen speakers. Pray that copies of the scripture will find their way into the hearts of the Chechen people. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy in Irish Christmas, with your gift of any amount.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll give you one. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.